We want to thank the Lord for being here this morning. I do desire your prayers that the Lord will help us out here. I've got a burden upon our hearts. I love the Church of God. The Church of God is pure. It's pure. The Church of God is all righteous. There is no sin in her. Isn't that wonderful? And I thought about Jesus. Said Jesus is the door of this pure church, this holy church, this godly church. Jesus is the door. We got to go through the door, or you could say go through the blood, to get into this pure church of God. I pray the Lord to help us. I pray the Lord to stir our hearts today. I want to turn to Songs of Solomon and want to get a scripture here. Lord, help us today. That the Lord will open up understanding to our hearts and help us to see. I thought about the scripture said it. You know, we're going to have to be holy to see this church of God. And I pray today the Lord will help us out. I want to turn to the fourth chapter of Songs of Solomon and starting at the seventh verse. It said, "Thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee." Isn't that a wonderful thing? Thou art fair, O Lord. There is no spot. You know, I thought about how that one time we got a spot on my pants. You know, it looked bad. It really did. So they told me to get something and put on it, you know, and it was sort of take it away. And it did. It took this spot away. Didn't it look real nice? But I thought about how that the blood of Jesus, thank the Lord, the blood of Jesus is able to take out every spot, every wrinkle, everything that's unlike God, the blood of Jesus can take this out. And this is why that it is so fair. This is why that it is wonderful. But I thought about to get into this. To get into this church, it says you must be born again. You must be born again. That was talking about spiritual birth. We was born naturally. But now to get into this, we're going to have to be saved. We're going to have to be delivered from sin. We're going to have to be pure and holy and righteous right here. Right here. No, not up in heaven. But right here. Right down here where sin abounding on every side. It's abounding on every side. We can live holy. But it's through the blood of Jesus. And I pray today, Jesus said, well, we'll turn over there to the fourth chapter of St. John. You pray for us. We always need prayer. The third chapter of St. John. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's a new birth. That's the man born on the inside. Lord, help us today. That's the only way. That's the only way we're going to get into this church is being born again. And us being born again, it's because of the blood. I thought about Jesus. Jesus sacrificed his life. Jesus shed his blood on the cross. Precious blood. He shed his blood on the cross that realize and recognize that they need God and call on God, the Lord will give them a spiritual birth. Lord, help us today. And Jesus said, well, see, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, or the word of God, says, born of the water and of the Spirit. You know, not just the water. See, not just the water. It's the water and it's the Word and the Spirit. This is where that it is needful for us to be born again and then to receive the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You know, it's a wonderful thing. It's a blessing thing to realize that we can be holy right here. I'm talking about right here. Lord help us. I want to turn to 1 Peter. Now, put in mind that there is no spot. This has really been my thought and my burden. There's no spot in her. Not even a little, what do you call it? A little, just, it's going to have to be erased out. Every spot, everything that's unlike God is going to have to be purged out. I want to turn to 1 Peter. Lord help us today. First Peter, the first chapter and the 15th verse said, "But as he which hath called you is holy," Jesus is calling us to be holy. It says, "I called you to be holy, so be ye holy in all manner." That's ALL. All manner of conversation. Now that's what we're going to have to do. It said, "Because, as it is written, be ye holy." Now he was talking to you and I. Isn't that right? He was talking to you and I. He said, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." You know, Jesus, he was the holy Lamb of God. He had to be holy. He had to be righteous. He had to be godly. Right here. Not some other age or not up in heaven, but right here we're standing abounding on every side. That's right. Is that right? Sin abounding, it's abounding. But we can live holy. We can live righteous and we can live godly right here, Brother Marty. That's wonderful, isn't it? We can be. Well, for us to be holy and righteous, we can be in unity. Because if you're holy and I'm holy, we can unite together. That's right. Lord, help us today. You know, I appreciate Jesus, who died on the cross. I appreciate how that he was willing. He wasn't forced. He was willing to come down here and die on the cross. He was willing to do that. Not for him, but for you and I. He was willing to do that. I realize he said, "Father, if it's possible." But then he said, "Not my will. I don't want my way. I want the will of God." Lord, help us today. This is a wonderful plan of salvation, Brother Danny. We can be in it as we humble our heart and call upon God and get delivered. That's right. Get delivered from sin. Oh, may the Lord help us today. I appreciate the Church of God. It's a city, a set on a hill. It cannot be hid. It's separated from the world. It's separated from evil, from wrong, sin, everything. It's separated from all that. That's the Church of God. You know, I appreciate Jesus. You know, he didn't build a shabby church. That's right. He built a church that will stand. He built a church that is steadfast. He built a church, yes. Yeah, I thought about that statement, Brother Leslie. You can get it if you can read it for me. He said, upon this rock, and this rock is Christ.
Upon this rock, I'll build my church.
Upon this rock, in other words, you could say, upon Christ.
Upon Christ.
That's right. I'm not changing anything. Upon Christ. What else?
I'll
build the Church of God.
Yes.
That's not changing either.
With the gates of hell.
And the gates of hell. Now listen to what this says. This is true.
Glory.
Brother, this is something that, you know, before I got saved, I was looking for this.
Yeah.
That's right. There were two religions in my family. But none of them satisfied my soul. And I was looking for this. And I'm glad, I'm glad that I found it. The Lord worked it out. Our paper boy and Mike Goodman's paper boy, and some way or another we got together. And he said, come out to church. Well, you know what I said? Oh, that's just another church. That's just another church. Many of them in Dayton, Ohio here, that's just another. That's right, that's what I said. And Lord help us today. But I went out there and I did see a difference. And I thought about, Brother Pruitt, old Brother Pruitt, he came out there, held a revival. I was all ears. That's right. I wanted the truth. I wanted something that will satisfy my longing soul. I wanted that. And so we went out there, and Brother Pruitt, he came and Paul held a revival. Brother Officer Wilson came there and held a revival. Whip me up one side and down the other. That's right. Oh, I'll tell you this. Tore me up. But this was what I was wanting. This was what I didn't want no shabby, religion. I don't want that. I wanted something real. So I went out there. I didn't know them people from Adam. And Brother Curtis Williams got up, I think, and preached the gospel. And I got under heavy conviction. Now, I didn't go to the altar, so I didn't know those folks. I got under heavy conviction, and I got down on my seat. You know, Christ is the altar. You know, and so I got down and I said, Lord, I'm just talking to the Lord just like I'm talking to you. Lord, I want something real. That's what I said. I want something real. I know you got it for me. I prayed and I prayed. And so I got the victory. Right there. I didn't have nobody. Now I'm not criticizing this, but I didn't have nobody to deal with me. God Christ was dealing with my soul. He told me what I had to do. He revealed it to me. And so I got up. I don't know what they thought. I got up and I said, I'm saved tonight. I'm saved. The Lord saved me. Everybody looked at me, you know. I don't know what I don't know if it was scared of me or not. But one thing about it, I was saved, Brother Michael. The Lord has delivered me and saved me from the sin that I committed. Not Adam. The sin that I committed. I was saved. So Brother McCoy, he said, well, he says, if you're saved. In other words, I didn't know that if he was doubting my experience or not, but he said, if you're saved, he said, you need to be baptized. I said, Brother McCoy, there's no ifs about it. I said, I'm saved. And so, you know, the enemy worked so hard. He worked hard on me. And the next Sunday, I forgot to bring any clothes to be baptized in. So we went there, and so they had everything all planned. So I said, Brother McCoy, I didn't bring no clothes. He said, that's no excuse. He said, I'll give you some clothes. I was glad. And Brother Williams and Brother Salmon both, I guess it took both of them to baptize me. And they were out there, and I didn't notice it at first, but there was a lot of people up there on the bridge, you know. And So I didn't notice it. And he put me under the water. And when I came up, I came up a shout. I said, "Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. I've been saved, I've been baptized, but I wasn't sanctified." Not yet. And I don't know what them people thought up there, but I didn't care what they thought, because my soul was bubbling over. It was bubbling over. And I was shouting, and it was cold. It was October. And up there in Dayton, it gets cold. And I had these wet clothes on. And I didn't have any, you know, I didn't have anything over me. One brother came up and brought me a quilt. The Lord supplied. Isn't that wonderful how the Lord is able to supply our needs? It's a wonderful thing. It's a precious thing. Brother, we need to have a real desire to be delivered, to get into this beautiful church of God. And be satisfied. You know, the Lord gave me a satisfaction, and I didn't want to go anywhere else. I was satisfied right there. Well, I wouldn't go to the other places anyway, because I knew how they taught. But may the Lord help us today to have an assurance, real assurance in our soul, that we're saved, that the devil won't cheat us out of this. He'll do it. Right? That's right. He'll do it. He'll try every way he can to hinder you from really getting a victory in my soul. And I thought about, I was happy. I thought I had everything. And so the Lord started dealing with me. Oh, I appreciate the Lord so much. Started dealing with my soul about being filled with the Holy Ghost. And I didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. And so he started dealing with us about the Holy Ghost. And I began to pray. Lord, help us. We need to pray. Pray the Lord. Lord, I'm surrendering to you. I'm dedicating my life to you. I want to be a part of you. And so one day, I really felt like the Lord wanted me to be sanctified. And so I went to the altar. And, well, there was several ministers, I think. And one of them said, "Brother Gordon," said, "are you really clear, you know, before God?" Well, Well, I knew I was clear. There wasn't a doubt in my mind, Brother Leslie. I was clear. Well, they asked several questions. And so they all laid hands on me, and I was praying too. Lord, I want your spirit. Your spirit. And they prayed and I prayed, and when they said amen, something filled this body. And well, I didn't just shout right then, but I went to the back of the church, and I was so full. I said, "Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord for how that He has given me His Spirit." Lord, help us today. And from then on, I had power. I had power over myself. I had power over the world. I had power over the devil. I'm going to say that again. I had power over the devil. It wasn't me, but it was the Holy Ghost that's in me that has power to overthrow the workings of the devil. That's right. Lord, help us today. What doesn't it say? Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall receive power. Brother, today, listen. It's not one work. It's two definite works of grace in the heart. I've heard people say, "Well, I received it all at once." I don't believe that. I don't believe it. That's wrong. That's false. Lord, help us today. We can have power to submit. We can have power to trust God. We can have power to resist the thing that is coming, coming in on us. But the power is the Holy Ghost. Jesus said the spirit is willing, but He said the flesh, that's His body, is weak. That's why we need the power of the Holy Ghost. And this is where that we can be put in the body. Christ is the body. Christ is the church. His body is the church. And we cannot. I thought about how that we cannot have sin in our life, the sin, I'm talking about the sin that
recommit. Not the carnal thing. This is where the Holy Spirit will purge out the carnal nature. He'll purge this out. But we're going to have to be delivered from the world, from ourselves, from everything that's evil that's in the world today. Purge it out. And then, if it's purged out, all we have left is the inherited nature, or the carnal nature. And this is where that the Holy Spirit will purge out the carnal nature, or the inherited nature that's in us. The Holy Spirit will purge that out. So when it is purged out, we are sinless. Is that right? Is that right, Brother Wilson? Sinless. Yeah. No sin. No sin. There is no sin in the Church of God. Is that right? There is no sin. But I feel like that the Lord is able to help us. Now, Paul was telling us, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Then we can be holy. We are not of the world. Jesus said that, and he said, I am not of the world. But he said, these are in the world. See? They're in the world. But they are not of the world. See, they're not of the world, but they're in the world. See, we're in the world. But we're not of the world. We're not, we don't partake of the evils like lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes and the pride of life. That's of the world. We have to be delivered from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the lust and the pride of life. Pride. Can't be no pride in our hearts, because it's pure. The Church of God is pure. If we're going to get into it, we're going to have to be pure. That's right. Lord, help us today. You know, my heart has been burdened. Oh, Lord, help us today. I feel like that I don't have anything in my home that will defile this body. That's right. I'm clear of things. And I want to stay that way. I don't want to. But it is easy, if we're not watchful and prayerful and careful, but this is where that Jesus said we'll have power to watch and pray.
and draw nigh to God, we'll have power to do that. But the power is of the Holy Ghost. This is where that we really need the Holy Spirit. I want to turn to Ephesians, the fifth chapter of Ephesians. And we'll start. Oh, I got Galatians. Lord, help us. Fifth chapter of Ephesians. And we'll start at the 5th verse and 26th verse. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. That he might present it. That's us. That's you and I. That he might present it to himself. So this is what the Bible says, doesn't it? Present it to himself a glorious church. Thank the Lord. This is a glorious church. I'm glad I'm in the glorious church. We all can get into the glorious church. Present himself a glorious church, not having spot, not having a spot. What can be a spot? Can envy be a spot? Can jealousy be a spot? Not uniting together, will that be a spot? Lord, help us. You know, oh Lord, help us today. I am so glad that Jesus died on the cross. It sounds cruel, but I'm so glad that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, that as I plunge into it, that it will cleanse me. It will deliver me. It will help me. Lord, help us today. You know, this is a wonderful church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy. That's what it says, doesn't it? Be holy and without blemish. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love that God had for the world a glorious church. It's here. All we have to do is call upon God, repent, be willing to humble ourselves, be willing to deny and turn away from everything that's unlike God. Lord, help us. A glorious church. You know, I love everyone here. This is why that I'm preaching like this. I want to show that Jesus, He's ahead of this church. To show the world, Lord, help us today. Over here in Ephesians, the first chapter, well, let's see, maybe we'll start reading at the third verse. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. All these spiritual blessings we can get a hold of. It said, in heavenly places in Christ. According as He had chosen us, you and I, He chose us. According as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. It didn't say that we ought to be holy, that we should be holy. See, that's why, that's what this says, didn't it? That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. You know, I appreciate the love of God. And I thought about how that, you know, He wants us to love one another. And this blood of Jesus will cleanse us from that. And it's unity. Unity is in this church. United in holiness and righteousness and godliness is right here. May the Lord help us today and stir us today. I want to draw closer to the Lord. We can draw, as long as we're in this world, we can draw close to the Lord. Closer. And I don't think you can get to, they say you get too close. Well, I've heard people say sometimes, you know, if you get too close, you can't whip your children if they get too close. But we want to get close to God. That's what we want. We want to get close to God. And Lord, help us today that we will really get a hold of or draw, well, it says draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. But I want to turn to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And the 18th verse, this was Paul, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. The Holy Spirit will give us power over every evil work. That's right. And it said, evil work, and will preserve me does preserve, does that mean keep? It said that Lord help us today, will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I appreciate the Lord today. I thank the Lord for His many blessings. I want to turn to the 10th chapter of St. John. It says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I thought about the enemy. How is he going to destroy us? It seemed like to me the only way that he can destroy us is to deceive us. The devil I'm talking about will deceive us. We don't want to be deceived, you know. Be not deceived, that's the scripture. Be not deceived. We don't want to be deceived, but the enemy, if we don't watch and pray and seek the Lord and draw closer to Him, the enemy will come in. You know, it said something about, how's that scripture go? The enemy come in like a flood? But the Holy Spirit, I feel like this is the Holy Spirit, will lift up a standard against him. The Holy Spirit is the only one that is able to lift up a standard against the devil so that we can have power to do right and to live right and to be holy. But it says the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. We can have abundant life. Right here. You know, I've heard people say, you know, I'm having a struggle. Brother, we don't need to have a struggle. Submit it to the Holy Spirit. He's got power to overthrow every evil, every wrong, everything that's not right, not right in the sight of God. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us all. This is a holy way. This is a true way. This is a pure way. This is a way that is without spot and wrinkle. It's maybe Maybe some might not comprehend this, but may the Lord help us, that the Lord will give them understanding, that we need to be holy, we need to be righteous, and we need to be godly right here. We need to be an example to our children. We need to be an example to our neighbors and everyone that come in contact, that we come in contact with, to be a light and be a blessing. So you pray for me that I will continue on this way, that at the enemy won't lead me astray. It's I don't care how long we're saved, and a lot of times he works on the ministry pretty hard too. But we can have power over the devil, and we can overthrow all the evils that's in this world. It's through the Holy Spirit. Amen.